The Swedish singer-songwriter Jose Gonzalez is here to play live. He has a new album called In Our Nature, and some of that album even talks about things that are in our human nature, a discussion that stems from Jose's studies of biology at university in Gothenburg, Sweden, before he pursued music. We'll have some interesting discussions, but first, here is a performance of Jose Gonzalez with Down the Line. Version of Down the Line from the new album from our guest Jose Gonzalez. Just the little percussion touches and the production touches on this new album really make these songs come alive. They're just so subtly perfect. And I'm wondering if you have another band, Junip, that you play with sometimes. Does that playing with other people in that context kind of inform what you do on your own?
Yeah, a little. I felt like I wanted to keep it simple, and the only thing that I wanted to add was mostly percussion, and Eric Bodin helped me with that. And it's basically while touring, I've felt that too. Like I don't really want to produce the songs with a lot of instruments, except for accentuating the rhythm part. So yeah, I feel like with Junip and with the other stuff that I've been doing, I've had the opportunity to try different instruments and productions, and so it gives me more confidence to keep my own music simple and without a lot of production.
Oh, just sounds really beautiful. In that song, and reading over the lyrics of the first three or four that begin the album, Some people have noted that there's a bit of anger in your lyrics. It's really interesting that English being kind of your third language, you're very subtle with how you use the language. So nothing is that direct. But have you gotten in touch where that's coming from?
Oh yeah, I mean it's. I think aesthetically, I kind of like having angry lyrics, and because I know the music is very soft and. And my voice isn't that. I know that I sound soft too, so I like the contrast of having angry and kind of accusing lyrics that are more similar to the ones that I used to write when I was younger and wrote songs for the hardcore band.
Now, what was your singing like in the hardcore band? Were you?
Well, I wasn't the main singer, but I was playing bass and I did some of the screaming too.
Hmm. But not today.
Not today, no.
Jose Gonzalez is our guest. And you want to play one of those early ones we were talking about?
Yeah. How Low?
Great. Hello, which is actually the song that begins the new album from our guest, Jose Gonzalez. The new album is called In Our Nature, and it follows up Veneer, an album that in its quietness and beauty ended up all over the world connecting with people and selling an outrageous amount of albums. You must have been at least somewhat surprised.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I started off recording it at home, you know, in the kitchen, and you know, comparing to music that is alternative and they don't see on charts, and so I felt like just the fact that we were doing video felt a bit awkward, and then hearing it on the radio, like mainstream radio, was pretty strange. So yeah.
Now, when you were recording that, you were also in school. You were studying biochemistry, or
yeah.
Does that inform your writing in any way? What things you read for that?
Well, I feel like on the new album, maybe to a little degree. I've been trying to work on my English and started reading stuff instead of just, you know, touring and drinking and reading magazines with music. It's been nice to actually pick up, you know, popular science magazines and listening to webcasts. And some of them have been about biology, but most of them philosophy and and like stuff about human nature, I guess.
In Our Nature is the title. Does that relate to the scientific aspect of it or the philosophy?
No, more philosophy, I think. Yeah. It's about, you know, putting questions and not being scientific, actually.
Any conclusions you've come to about Our Nature?
Well, yeah, it's pretty primitive and very animal.
Jose Gonzalez is our guest. What's next?
So, yeah, we're going to play In Our Nature.
Lovely. That is In Our Nature, the title track of the new album from Jose Gonzalez. And as whenever we play your music, we always say, that's Jose Gonzalez. He's Argentinian, but he's from Sweden. Yeah. You know, I mean, just sort of, it gets a little complicated.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is how much music is coming out of Sweden in the last, I mean, for a while now. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say that it's now the third largest exporter of pop music?
Yeah, I think it's been that. I haven't seen the figures. I only heard people say that.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Might be wrong, but yeah, I've heard it many times.
Now, if one were to listen to the radio in Sweden, would you hear pretty exclusively music from there or music from all over, or how does it?
I think it's pretty much 50-50 there. They like Swedish music.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But yeah, there's a... I mean, they love English music too. So,
and a lot of it, of course, is in English. So
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Did your parents were you born when your parents moved to Sweden?
No, I was born in 1978, and they moved 1976.
And they moved for political reasons?
Yeah, the dictatorship around 76.
And was there a community of people from Argentina? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the, what do you call it, suburb to Gothenburg. And there was a lot of people from Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay.
Now, are the two languages compatible? For instance, did your teachers have trouble pronouncing your name, or?
Yes. In Sweden, they pronounce it Shusea.
Ah.
And so it's strange because in English I actually like Jose, although that's not as my father, my parents wouldn't pronounce it.
How would they say?
Jose.
Yeah.
Or like Jose, exactly. Depending on if they're angry or not.
Jose Gonzalez, our guest, and what would you like to finish up with?
Killing for Love.
Killing for Love, another remarkable performance by the people who made In Our Nature, the new album from Jose Gonzalez. Jose, thank you all for playing live. It was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Jose Gonzalez, our guest, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.